Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
The Final Four for the NC State women starts tonight. The Final Four for the NC State men start tomorrow. All week we've been building up to this, and this being our final episode of The Drive, our final show before those games kick off. And don't try to sell me on it's just any other game. Doesn't it feel like we've been talking about the importance of this game for months now?
Forever.
Imagine how it feels for the players. Imagine everything they've gone through, the Applebee's trips, the practices, the travel, the media opportunities, the walkthroughs. It's not any other game. It's not. It can't be. Pretending it is just ignoring the elephant in the room, as much as the teams try to say there is. By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines here.
Let's go.
Heister Automotive Group Hotline, this is your last chance to get some words in, to get a message in. What's your take? What's your NC State needs to do this to win? They will win because of this. They're going to lose because of that. I don't know. It's open phone lines, 919-860-5326. You'll be hearing from me and Graham throughout the show. We want to hear from you. It's your last chance to get a word in, 919-860-5326, Heister Automotive Group Hotline. It's not just any other game. Despite what Purdue is telling you, here's Fletcher Lawyer, one of their shooters from the outside, talking about how Purdue is treating this Final Four matchup.
It's win or go home, so you got to treat it like a basketball game. It's not a show. It's a game. And I think us being locked in, getting our fuel for the court, but ultimately knowing it's still 10-foot rim, same amount of length out there.
Yeah.
Coach's talk.
It is, you know, that's the Hoosiers thing, right? 10-foot rims, it's all the same. I get it. I hear you. It's not any other game. Your heart rate, it's going to be higher at tip-off. The amount of eyeballs, it's being played in a football stadium. The amount of eyeballs on television, it's not any other game. Matter of fact, we have about 40 games, you know, almost 40 games from each team to decide who the good players are and what they need to be successful. I think we have a pretty good idea of what these teams are. But the part we have no research on is how any of these teams, meaning Purdue and NC State, play under the bright lights of Final Four pressure. We know how some of the UConn guys play because we've seen that, but Alabama, Purdue, and NC State, we don't know. And it's not all about, oh, pressure bursts pipes. Sometimes pressure makes diamonds. Some people play better under all that pressure. It wakes up something inside them. I was just listening to an interview with Penn from Penn and Teller, right? The magicians, the guy that used to have the ponytail and his partner didn't talk. And he was talking about they were on Saturday Night Live in like the 80s. And they had a trick that they never pulled off before. If you go back and watch it, they were actually hanging upside down. It's a whole thing. But they never nailed it. Went through all the dress rehearsals, all the everything, never nailed the trick. Guess what? You put them on, I think it was 8 million people watching live on Saturday night. It was obviously live broadcast, Saturday Night Live. Drilled it. And his argument was when you turn all the lights on, they perform better. Some people are that way. Some people are Penn and Teller. We don't know. NC State, I believe, has to be more comfortable in it than Purdue because they've just been living under pressure for 9 games versus 4. I don't think anyone is choosing NC State's path. Like, if you have options, I don't think anyone is saying, like, you know what I really wish? I really wish we had 9 win-or-go-home games. But now that you've made it through all 9, maybe it's some kind of advantage. Maybe it's some kind of you're more comfortable than they are. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe it's the opposite, and you're so exhausted from being under pressure, eventually you'll break down. That's, you know, to be determined. but there is that possibility. I mentioned the phone lines are open. Heister Automotive Group Hotline, 919-860-5326. Today is your last chance to get a thought in before the Final Four. We have Pat from Durham. He was on the line first, waiting patiently. Pat, thank you for calling in. What's your final word? What's your last comment before the Final Four gets underway?
Well, first comment is, man, my heart's getting ready to jump out of my chest, I feel like. But I was, you know, ZD's so good in the middle, and he has all these moves. And I don't know if I've heard this before, but how about if you pressure the ball and maybe they start, you know, with 15 seconds left or 16 seconds left, he has less time to do what he does. And maybe that would be a way to, you only have to play defense maybe for 8 to 10 seconds. And also, is he a good passer out of a double team or something like that? Have you heard about that?
I'll answer both those questions. Appreciate the call, Pat. Call back in anytime. First of all, you're definitely going to see ball pressure. And the people you're going to see it from are Casey Morsell and most likely Michael O'Connell, and they are going to try to make that perimeter work for the exact reason you just said. Right, you want Zach Edey catching the ball with the fewest amount of seconds on the shot clock possible. But also, right, there's this talk about this college basketball season being a resurgence of the big, right? All the big men are driving again. There's also a resurgence of the post-entry pass. Like, if you watch the NBA, nobody knows how to throw the ball into the post. And that's obviously what everyone's watching growing up. So I would test them. I mean, obviously Purdue's going to be good at it because they've been throwing it into Zach Edey for the past 4 years. But yeah, there's definitely going to be ball pressure, and that can definitely help things. And the side note is, yeah, Edey can pass out of the double. And part of that is just being 7'4 and tall. The vision, it's going to be easier for him because he's looking over everybody. He can pass out of the double team. I wouldn't say he's as prodigious a passer or as polished a passer as somebody like DJ Burns, who just kind of has that instinct. But if you double team Zach Edey, he has shooters that can knock it down. Stephen Raleigh next up on the call-in line, which is open, by the way, for Final Four talk, 919-860-5326. Steve from Raleigh, what's your final take, your last words before the Final Four gets underway?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My first thing is congratulations to NC State. It's very exciting. I'm not from the area. I haven't seen them or known that much about their program since they've been kind of down for several years, but I think it's amazing for the men and the women. My second comment is a little bit more pointed, and that is, why is there not more coverage on this radio station or any radio station about the women's game? I listen every day to Adam Gold, I listen to you, and they get about 20 seconds of coverage every hour compared to...
Okay, all right, hold on now. I'm not going to let you... I assume that was an exaggeration because if you've been listening, you know that I've made a point to bring up the women every single day for significantly longer than 20 seconds per hour. Is he still there?
It hasn't been much.
It's been significantly more than 20 seconds per hour.
Well, that's hyperbole, you know, exaggerating to make a point.
Well, okay, but when you're speaking on the radio, you have to make those things obvious because people out there are taking them seriously. What do you want to talk about with the women?
Well, I'm super excited because my son is actually a student at South Carolina, and their women's team is amazing. So I'm a little bit conflicted tonight in this game because I want State to win because I'm in Raleigh, and I'm impressed by them. But then again, I want the Gamecocks to win because amazing team and amazing result if they go undefeated. So I'm just hoping that game tonight's going to be awesome. I think the women have put on a great show this year, and I'm super, super excited to see what they do.
All right. Appreciate the call. I'll add in my two cents about the women, which, by the way, we've been, like I said, making a point to cover. Not as much as the men. I'm not going to, you know, pull the wool over your eyes. But there's definitely, especially this year, more conversation about women's basketball than we've ever seen in the past. They're making strides in all of those ways. Saniya Rivers, let's talk about her. If you're going to talk about this game, you want to talk about being conflicted. She has a national championship ring on her finger from her time at South Carolina. Her freshman year, they won a national championship. She was a South Carolina Gamecock. Now she's in the Final Four trying to keep South Carolina from winning another with NC State. And my favorite part is in the media lead-up, Saniya said if they win, and then she corrected herself and said when they win, she might have to break out both rings. She might be celebrating an NC State championship with a South Carolina Gamecocks ring on her finger that she won as a freshman. You want to talk about conflicted? There's some... some conflicted arguments or some conflicted internal thoughts going on there. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700. Last show before the Final Four, and we're opening up the phone lines today for your final thoughts on the action going on this weekend. Heister Automotive Group Hotline, 919-860-5326. Feel free to call in with your thoughts, your questions, your concerns, your statements. I'm big on receipts, okay? So what I mean by that is if there's a prediction you want or you think or a question you want to ask, don't call in Monday and say, I knew all along, I told you. And I'm going to go, well, we had the phone lines open. Did you call in and tell us? Or are we just supposed to take your word for it, right? Where's your receipt? Proof of purchase. Proof of take. 919-860-5326. We'll be checking in with Dennis Cox from Phoenix in the not-too-distant future. However, I also want to bring this up. And by the way, there's a new edition of the Pack Therapy podcast out now. Graham and I chopped up a lot of our final thoughts going into the Final Four weekend. There's a very large kind of a marquee sign, right? Neon blinking like it's a boxing fight in Vegas with like Tyson and Holyfield that says Burns versus Edie. Burns versus Edie. It's DJ Burns, Zach Edie, which, you know, rightfully so. The thing that no one's really talking about is how much the refs will affect that one. And I hate it. You hate it. Graham hates it. Every basketball player ever hates it. But the fact of the matter is that the ref is kind of like the golf course, right? Your style of play has to match up with the golf course. Do you need to be accurate? Skinny fairways? Do you need to be a bomber? Do you need to hit it a mile? Do you need to be able to have a get out of the rough? Like, whatever it is, a ref can help decide that. Those two guys, Burns and Edie, they can beat each other in different styles, right? If they are playing ticky-tack, if they are playing every bump is a foul, I really like DJ Burns' opportunity here. Because he is fantastic at creating contact when he has the ball. If they let him play, it's hard not to argue for the guy with the longer arms, the guy with the obviously the height, 7'4", in Zach Edey. And then the other thing is, do you think anyone wants to watch a long stretch of the game, any part of it? Do you think they want to watch a game without either of those two guys? They're the box office, right? Those two guys are the ones who everybody's tuning in to see. If the refs swallow their whistle and say, I'm not fouling them out, I think that gives Purdue an advantage. I think that could be a problem for NC State. If Zach Edey is out of the game, Purdue doesn't have anyone taller than DJ Burns that plays big minutes. If Zach Edey is out with foul trouble, if Zach Edey can't play physical, Purdue doesn't have anyone taller than DJ Burns that plays real minutes, which means if Zach Edey gets in foul trouble, Purdue's post defense looks a lot like all the other defenses that DJ Burns has been cooking for the past month. So if there's fouls built up on Edie, either that'll make Edie sit or it'll make him play conservative. Either way, I think Burns wins that matchup. If the refs go into the game saying this is the Final Four, we're going to let them settle it on the floor, and they let Edie get physical with Burns, I think that could be a tough one for NC State. Phone lines are open. We have another caller coming in. This is Court. Am I pronouncing that right? Court from Raleigh. Court, thank you for calling in. What's your last message heading into the Final Four?
Perimeter defense. I think that's going to be the difference in the game.
From is this is from which team or which
from
like
from NC State?
Okay,
from NC State, and I go back and look and have reviewed Marquette and Duke in the second half. Both games, State's perimeter defense basically shut them down. I think that if they can do this against Purdue, the big guy in the middle, Edie's going to get his. So be it. Prevent everybody else from even getting half of what they typically get, and throw the three big men at Edie during the course of the game. Again, if the referees are consistent, mm-hmm. that's one thing.
Yep.
If they're inconsistent, then that's a whole different ballgame. I think you got to go ahead and calculate that the big man is going to get it.
Okay.
Shut down everybody else.
Yep.
That's my thoughts.
I appreciate it, Court. And it is, you know, there's kind of two trains of thought. Thank you for calling in. One is you do everything you can to stop their best player. The other is you recognize you're not going to stop their best player and you make life very difficult for everyone else. The challenge there is, you know, Zach Edey can put up 40. It's the same way we look at teams playing against State saying they've never seen anything like DJ Burns. You can say the same against Zach Edey. It's just as tough in that direction as it is in the others. With that being said, perimeter defense, it's – these games, right, once you get to this point, teams are good at just about everything, right? Yes, perimeter defense is wildly important. Wildly important. The Lawyer, Smith, like these shooters for Purdue will knock it down if they can find the space. So there's no doubt in my mind the perimeter defense has to be on point for NC State, as Court described. The only thing is, if the post defense isn't on point, the ball's never coming back out, right? The shots come after the ball goes into Edie. He gets stopped. He gets uncomfortable, and he kicks it back out. If the post defense isn't there, the perimeter defense never has a chance to show that they're in position. So it really is a difficult back and forth there when you look at both sides of it.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.